just knowing when to keep going and when to let something go, when to accept that something maybe isn't for you, requires a very delicate balance of discernment and perseverance. Welcome to the Core Happiness Podcast. I'm your host, Casey Banks, a mindset and positive psychology coach. On this podcast, we discuss all things related to creating happiness from within. So let's do it. Welcome back to the show. Now, if you've been tuning in over the last few weeks, then you know that resilience has been a really big topic that we've been focused on. And that's because I just feel like it's something we all can relate to, and it's a tool that we can develop and use time and time again as we face adversity and we're faced with challenges. And let's face it, life is filled with opportunities, challenges, uncertainties. And at various points of our lives, we find ourselves at this crossroad trying to decide whether we need to persist and push through or if we need to let something go. So when we talk about resilience, we usually are talking about the ability to bounce back. How do you keep moving forward? How do you get through adversity? How do you push through? But deciding when to gracefully let something go or acknowledging that something no longer serves you is equally as important. So while there has been a lot of focus on resilience, I do want to add the caveat of how to determine when resilience is really needed or when you've gotten to the point of, you know what, this no longer serves me and I want to make a decision to let something go. Now, I will preface this by saying making that determination of when to keep going, when to let go is a very personal decision. It's also a very personal process. It involves a lot of introspection and evaluation. It requires a really deep understanding of your own personal goals and values. But in doing research for this episode, I came up with a few common themes that I think can be useful when it comes to making this decision, and a couple of questions that we can ask ourselves that help with the introspection and the evaluation. So today, that's what I want to focus on. And I'm going to start by talking about the art of persistence and recognizing passion versus futility. When we think about persistence, it's often fueled by passion, our dedication or our drive to overcome an obstacle or pursue a dream. But it's also important to distinguish the difference between a challenging and fulfilling journey, and then maybe a path that's challenging and is leading to futility. It's just futile. So I was looking at a couple of examples, and one example that came up was anything that required a lot of rejection. So if you think of actors who go on auditions and there's just rejection after rejection after rejection, and then they finally get this big break and they go on to make a movie or two, and then they become this big A-list actor. They persevered. But there's also a story of J.K. Rowling. If you don't know who that is, it's the author of the beloved Harry Potter series. And whether you like her personally or not, her story is still one of perseverance. And so I want to share it. When she was an up-and-coming writer and writing the Harry Potter series, J.K. Rowling faced a lot of numerous rejections. I mean, to the point where any other author would have pivoted or they would have deviated. Or they would have taken the advice from the publisher to change the manuscript to be more successful in whatever the publisher considered successful. So despite the setbacks, despite the numerous rejections, her passion for storytelling and the belief that she had in her story and in her work fueled her persistence. And that persistence ultimately resulted in one of the most commercially successful book series, as well as the highest grossing films of all time. So what her story illustrates is the importance of differentiating between a setback on the path to success and a genuine misalignment with your passion. Now, granted, I am not a Harry Potter fan myself, but I know plenty of people who are, and from my understanding, even the theme of persistence carries through the Harry Potter series with the never give up quote that is often heard. So I thought that was a good example to share here. But then when we think about passion versus going down a futile path, we can ask ourselves, is my persistence fueled by a genuine passion for what I am pursuing? And do I still believe the value and significance of my goal? Ask yourself those two questions and see how you feel. Now, the second part is evaluating your progress and adjusting your goals. So when you decide to keep going, it requires a dynamic approach, really, that involves evaluating your progress, maybe adjusting your goals, maybe trying to decide if you're going to stay committed to a big picture, or if there are some short-term setbacks, if there's some long-term stagnation, what that means, and how you want to adjust and pivot. One example that I found in researching this was the evolution of Apple. We all know Steve Jobs. We know that Apple Incorporated started as a computer company. Some of us still have Macs. But in the beginning, it faced numerous challenges, including financial struggles, leadership crisis. It just was not doing well in the beginning. However, the company adapted. It became more focused on innovation. It expanded its product line. It redefined its goals. So the persistence of Apple, despite adversity, exemplifies how evolution and adaptation can contribute to long-term success. So when we're thinking about our goals and we're thinking about how far we've come, we can ask ourselves, what measurable progress have I made towards my goal? If you've made measurable progress towards your goal, keep going. If you have not, see where you might need to pivot. See where you might need to change. If you can't figure out ways to change, maybe that's something you consider letting go. Another question that you can ask yourself is, am I adapting my approach based on lessons I've learned from my setbacks? Because if you constantly are hit with setbacks and you're not changing anything and you're not trying to redefine or pivot in some way, then you're going to keep doing the same thing and you're going to keep hitting the same wall. So are you adapting your approach? Are you learning from the lessons of your setback? The next part is embracing the growth mindset. Now, in positive psychology, we talk about growth mindset a lot because so many of us, just based on how we're raised or how we were conditioned and brought up, have a fixed mindset, and that creates a lot of limiting beliefs. But as psychologist Carol Dweck emphasized, the belief that abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work is what a growth mindset is. So individuals who embrace a growth mindset can view challenges as opportunities for learning. One example that I thought was a good fit for this was Michael Jordan's career. We all know who Michael Jordan is, one of the greatest basketball players of our time. But early in his career, he faced a lot of failures. His resilience was fueled by a growth mindset. So anytime that he had setbacks, he looked at it as an opportunity to do better. What can I learn from this setback and how can I do better? And his journey, I think, just emphasizes the power, really, that we can have if we believe in our own personal growth. So ask yourself, am I embracing a growth mindset? Am I viewing my setbacks as opportunities for learning and growing? Do I believe that my efforts and my dedication can lead to improvement? Now, let's look at the other side of it. Let's look at the art of letting go. Sometimes the art of letting go is just recognizing signs of unhealthy persistence. So while being resilient and pushing through and being persistent is commendable, there are some situations where holding on to something can be detrimental for you. So being able to recognize those signs of unhealthy persistence and recognize when it's starting to compromise things such as mental health or strained relationships or maybe ethical concerns, compromising your values, your beliefs. The best example that I found for this was Elizabeth Holmes and Thanos. So Elizabeth Holmes was the founder of Thanos. She was essentially hailed as the next Steve Jobs. And she was very persistent in promoting her blood testing technology. And she really thought that she was going to revolutionize healthcare by making blood testing more accessible. And while she was relentless in her pursuit, people were buying into this passion that she had. She was so passionate about it. She believed in it so much. And she was able to amass so many investors and startup money and funds. And eventually her company reached an valuation of $9 billion with a B. $1 billion. However, there were concerns about the accuracy and the reliability of the testing technology. And then there was mounting evidence suggesting flaws in the capabilities of everything that she was promoting. So despite all the mounting evidence and concerns about the inefficiency, the fact that she was continuing to push it and that persistence turned into deception, resulting in huge legal consequences. Investigations even revealed that the technology was not only inaccurate, but posed significant risks to patients. And so the Securities and Exchange Commission charged her with massive fraud for exaggerating or lying about the company's technology, business, financial performance, all the above. So her story then serves as a cautionary tale to the futility that can happen when we don't check our persistence. Even despite warning signs and mounting evidence of ethical or even in this case, technical shortcomings, pursuing anyway is very misguided. In this case, we can ask ourselves, is my persistence negatively impacting my mental health or well-being? Are there ethical concerns associated with continuing on this path? Is my persistence affecting others in a negative way? And if the answer to any of those are yes, really look at why you're continuing to push and considering the option of maybe this is something that is not right at the time or just not for you. And it's okay to let go. It's okay to pivot. The other side of letting go is almost the same as persistence, but it's also reassessing the goals and values. Now, in this way, letting go can require some priority shifts, especially when you find yourself on a path that no longer aligns with your personal aspirations. Now, this is a big one for me because in coaching, a lot of people deal with career changes, especially after a layoff, or maybe they've just reached a different point in their life where they're just not feeling as connected to the work that they do every single day. So individuals who make career changes, to me, exemplify the art of letting go. Now, whether it's because they're burnt out, maybe their interests have changed, or they desire more personal professional growth, but recognizing when a career no longer serves you or serves your goal is a very courageous decision. And I applaud those decisions because that is a real life scenario that illustrates that aligning with your path is very important. And the fact that we evolve, our values evolve. So sometimes you just have to reassess your goals in terms of letting go just to say, does this still align with me? And ask yourself, like, do my current goals align with my evolving values? Is there a genuine desire for personal growth that is not being fulfilled? And just reassess those goals and those values based on your responses to those questions. And then the last part of letting go is learning from failure. Now, letting go does not equal failure, but it can be a valuable lesson. So embracing failures as a stepping stone to growth allows individuals to release attachments to unattainable goals and redirect their energy towards something new and exciting and positive. I think this comes up a lot in relationships when people are like, oh gosh, I failed at that relationship. I failed at that marriage. I failed at whatever it is. But sometimes, especially if you've been together for a while or as you grow and evolve, maybe the other person's growing and evolve, and maybe you're not on the same path. Maybe as you're evolving and changing and growing as individuals, you're not growing together. Now, that does not equate to failure. We can reframe that to simply say it no longer aligns. And we're allowing growth for ourselves. And to allow growth for ourselves, we have to release certain attachments. So in this case, just ask yourself, am I willing to let go of past mistakes and use them as stepping stones for future success? What lessons have I learned from this? What lessons have I learned from past failures? Because sometimes things may not work out, but they were good lessons for us. This makes me think of one of my favorite Alicia Keys songs where the lyrics are, yes, I was burned, but I call it a lesson learned. And that's exactly what this is. Sometimes you just take it as a lesson, embrace it as an opportunity for growth, and then you gracefully let it go. So now that we've looked into perseverance and letting go and questions to ask ourselves, then it becomes navigating that decision-making process. When do we trust our intuition and self-awareness? This is a big one for me. I used to be such an intuitive person, but as I get older, I find myself almost drowning out the intuition with trying to be logical. And it's almost kind of also the need for control. You want to be able to control an outcome, which is the opposite of being intuitive. So intuition and self-awareness are powerful guides when decision-making, especially when it comes to whether to persist or whether to let something go. And our instincts and our understanding of our needs and limitations also contribute to this decision-making. So we have to be self-aware. One of the things I think about comes back to Oprah Winfrey and her shift in careers. in almost any interview that you will ever find of Oprah Winfrey, where she talks about her level of success, despite the success in television, she walked away and people thought it was crazy that she was walking away, like daytime television, number one show and all of this stuff. And she decided to walk away. And she kept saying that significant decision stemmed from self-awareness. It was her intuition and a desire for more personal fulfillment. And her intuition at the time was telling her that there needed to be more on television. There was this big gap in television where there was not programming. Not enough people were talking about self-awareness or therapy or spirituality. And so her intuition at the time was saying, this chapter is done. There's another chapter for me. And so she left this high-profile show, trusting her own instincts, and then started the OWN Network, which features entertainment and self-help and lifestyle specials aimed not only at African-American audiences, but female viewers in general. And the OWN Network had programming about self-awareness and spirituality, and especially with Super Soul Sunday. The OWN Network became such a success that it was bought out. If you have cable, most likely you have the OWN Network because they expanded. And it's in 97% of households today. So, questions to ask yourself. What does my intuition tell me about the current situation? Get quiet, get still, get out of your head, get into your heart. What is your intuition telling you? And then ask yourself, am I fully aware of my personal needs and limitations when it comes to this context or this thing? Am I being really self-aware in this moment of what I need and what my limitations are? That's a hard one to be honest with ourselves about, but it's a very important question to ask ourselves. The other thing to think about when we're making big decisions like this is to seek external perspectives. What's that saying? You can't see the forest for the trees. Sometimes we're so close to something, we can't see the big picture. So when we're faced with this dilemma of whether to persist or whether to let go, sometimes seeking the advice of someone else, whether it's a friend or a mentor or a trusted professional, can provide value perspectives that we just aren't able to see ourselves. It can give us insights into situations that we may have overlooked otherwise. I know with entrepreneurs, this is a big thing. Most entrepreneurs that do not have some type of mentor usually do not succeed. Entrepreneurs who seek mentorship to help navigate changes and provide external perspective or someone who can help them look at something a different way to see whether they should pivot. Or is this normal for the industry? Is this normal for what I do and I should push through? But having that mentorship dynamic is pretty crucial, at least for an entrepreneur, when making decisions, especially big decisions about a business. Now, it doesn't have to be just entrepreneurs. It applies to all of us. But we can ask ourselves, have I sought the advice from somebody I trust? Or we can ask, how might the external perspective influence my decision? And then lastly, when making a big decision, it's important to set very clear criteria for your decision making. What that means is defining measurable goals, setting timelines, looking at potential outcomes. As a person who was the head of project management for some large companies when I was in corporate America, I know that in project management, this was key. When it comes to decision making, when it comes to productivity, when it comes to seeing something through, setting that clear criteria for project success or failure is standard practice, right? The approach allows project managers to objectively assess progress and then make informed decisions about whether we need to continue with the current path, if there's a risk involved, if we need to pivot. So the application of project management principles can apply to our personal decision making. And I think if we look at it from that perspective, we can ask ourselves, have I defined a clear criteria for success or failure in my current situation? What does success look like? And what does failure look like? Am I closer to one or the other? And then you can say, what are the potential outcomes? And does that help guide my decision-making process? What are the risks? What are the rewards? In conclusion, we covered a lot in this episode. And honestly, there's even more. I will link to additional questions that you can ask yourself when you find yourself at a crossroad or trying to decide whether you should push through with something or if it's just time to let something go. But at the end of the day, just knowing when to keep going and when to let something go, when to accept that something maybe isn't for you, requires a very delicate balance of discernment and perseverance. I shared real life examples here just to illustrate that perseverance, when fueled by passion and when aligned with you and how you are evolving and how your goals are evolving and how your views and morals and values may change, can lead to some remarkable achievements. However, on the flip side, recognizing signs of unhealthy persistence and having the courage to let go when necessary are also equally as crucial for your well-being and for your personal growth. So when you get to those crossroads, take some time for introspection. Look into external guidance. Be willing to adapt. Embrace the lessons from those who persist and then those who gracefully let go. I mean, you can find examples in either way. But the biggest thing is to make sure that you're making decisions that align with your authentic self. So whether the path involves persistence or whether the path involves letting something go, just acknowledge that each step contributes to you living a fulfilling and purposeful life. That's all we have for today. I wish you deep introspection and clarity. Until next time. I thank you for joining me today. If you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to rate it or leave a review. If you have any thoughts or questions, I would love to hear from you. You can email podcast@corehappiness.com. For show notes and additional resources, you can visit www.corehappiness.com. As always, please remember, never let anyone diminish your light. Until next time, sending you my love.